I learned a marvelous lesson about that when I was a young fellow, and people were trying to push me into the ministry. And down in my soul, I had the call. I somehow knew that God was going to get me into the ministry, but I wasn't going to let people push me into it. And I wasn't going to make any effort myself. And then God gave me that word, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. One thing that helped me greatly was the fact that I didn't want to get into the ministry. And so it was easy for me to commit my way unto the Lord. But it gave me great joy to know deep down in my heart that God was going to work this thing out. And it took years. And all these years, from time to time, God gave me encouragement in my soul. But it kept me happy. I wrote that verse on my board where I worked, and I looked at it 1,000 times. And every time I looked at it, I especially rejoiced over that one phrase, he shall bring it to pass. And more it looked impossible. I remember today, I could just close my eyes and see that verse. How many times I looked at it, and especially when it seemed as if the way was absolutely boarded up, and there was no possibility of it ever coming to pass. But I knew down in my soul that I had committed this matter to the Lord and that he would bring it to pass. And he did. And when he did it so perfectly. And he did it in his own way. If I had pushed, or if I had allowed people to push me, or if I had become anxious, things would not have happened. But that simple trust, that simple confidence, he shall. I like those shells of God. He says they shall recover. Why do I waver? That's what prolongs the agony and the faith.